The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Y'all heard, take it from the top.
One, two.
My mic sound nice, check one.
My mic sound nice, check two.
My mic sound nice, check three. Are you ready to rock, y'all?
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Gridiron Gals podcast. It's me, Chels, a.k.a. Chels is Right.
And it's me, the NFL chick.
So we hope everybody had a good holiday, and our podcast network took a vacation, so we are back with you. And we're going to get into some NFL. We're going to get into some college football. Lots of exciting things happened this weekend. So let's go.
I'm glad you didn't say Happy New Year. I really hate when people say Happy New Year and it'd be like the sixth. Like,
you know, I wonder, like, how long am I supposed to say Happy New Year?
I stopped saying it 2 days ago, okay, which 2 days ago was the second. So, you know, after the second, I just can't do it anymore, okay?
Yeah, after a while, you know, I see you, I just say hi. But everybody, people, my neighbors and stuff that I haven't seen yet, they're still saying Happy New Year. I mean, you know, but also I am the person that still has their Christmas tree up, so.
So you're the Happy New Year lady. I got you.
who are me to judge? So let's get into some of the stories that are going around with in the NFL. So this weekend, the Giants defeated the Redskins for no reason at all, other than to be petty, basically. And so the Redskins are not going to the playoffs. The Giants are going to the playoffs, but they already were. So
hilarious.
The Giants star wide receiver Odell Beckham and his boy band decided that they wanted to take the next day off, which Ben McAdoo does give them the day after games off and not the traditional Tuesdays off. So they decided to go to Miami and hang out with Justin Bieber with no shirt on and all of that kind of stuff. So it's given people lots and lots of things to talk about, especially since they have a huge game coming up on Saturday in cold ass Green Bay. So it's cold in Green Bay. Like, you should have been
cold as shit.
Cold as shit in Green Bay, right? So I don't know, Rita. Like, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm just like laughing at everybody. But do you feel like this was a good look for the team?
I mean, I feel like anything that they do is going to be scrutinized. I have a good friend of mine, Vontae Leach. You know, Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens. You know, he tweeted yesterday, you know, this is what players do on their day off. A lot of them go out of town on their day off and hang out for a day. This is nothing new, but, you know, because now we have social media that moves, I mean, it tells everything that everyone does, it's an issue. So, you know, you know, if it's something that they do pretty regularly, and if the head coach doesn't have a problem with it, Bill Polian went on ESPN and said, you know, hey, you got to kind of watch what you do. But other than that, it's their day off, and this is a non-story. Now, the problem with that is that a story came out on New York Daily News that, like, drugs was being passed around like candy on the boat. And you don't want those types of – that's the problem that you run into when you do things like go to Miami on your day off. And, yes, I do have a problem with that because you're in the thick of a playoff. If you were to get tested and something came back positive and you get suspended, now you can't – help your team. Yeah, that's a big problem. So right. I got a problem with people not knowing how to be off on their day off, but I really don't have a problem with people doing what is apparently normal for NFL players to do right. On their day off.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, that is their day off. They do what they want to do on their day off. You know, maybe because it's not my lifestyle, but that right. seemed like a whole lot to do. I'm like, I know that they can, you know, easily catch a flight down and private jets and all of those things. But I feel like that was a whole lot that they did. And depending on how much you did, it may take more than just that one day to recover from it. So just like you said, it's not that you had the day off, it's what you did with that day off. But Saturday is going to tell the tale. If they are not successful, I believe it's Sunday will tell the tale. If they are not successful in Green Bay, you best believe that this is coming back.
Oh, absolutely. We already know that this is coming because they already coming for them. And so if they lose, oh God, we're never going to hear the end of them being in Miami on their day off. I'm more concerned about the fact that it's hot as shit in Miami. You got on Timberland boots on the damn boat.
Why you got Tams on?
That's what I want to know. And I mean, I thought these dudes was from the South. Y'all even wear Tims like that. They don't even be hot enough to be wearing Tims like that. Now, all of a sudden, y'all be in New York and y'all need to wear Tims every damn week. Get out of my face.
Looking like a Jodeci video.
Talking about it's been an hour since you've been gone.
Looking like a Jodeci video. I mean, and Justin Bieber? Hanging out with Justin Bieber on your day off?
Yeah, my thing is, it's like, what does Justin Bieber do to make you want to hang out with Justin?
He ain't cool.
He's definitely not cool. Like, he's a cornball.
Yeah, and he's been doing the best I want to be black impersonation last 8 years, man. Come on, man. Let's go. Y'all couldn't hang with Gucci? Y'all couldn't find Big Guwap?
This is what I'm saying. All the people in the world to hang with, you hang with Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
That sounds like a lame-ass party. Get out of here.
That party was whack. let's go ahead and keep on with players doing some funny stuff. So I'm going to skip around a little bit, Rita, and go down to Aqib Talib. Now, you know, Aqib Talib is hilarious to me. He is as country as they come. And so this man decided that he wanted to snatch Michael Crabtree's chain during the damn game. Mm-hmm. He said he told him that the next time he saw him, he was going to snatch his chain. And they got into it, and he snatched his chain. And I have been laughing uncontrollably ever since, because that's the funniest shit ever.
It is.
But, like, you know, she get a fine for that. I don't know. I mean...
I mean, you know, what is up with these Texas boys?
They wild, I'm telling you. They wild.
First, you had your boy Des Bryant told the man he was going to see him or how they do.
He was going to fight for real. I can't remember what he said to
Josh Norman. Whatever he said, he said it.
It was something along the lines of, I might have to let the chopper sing.
It was something to that effect. And then you got Des, and then you got Aqib Talib, who is always in something. Snatching Michael Crabtree's chain. And I mean, like, Crabtree, like, where's your balls, man? Like, you don't let that man snatch your chain like that and do nothing. He said all he did was cry for the ref. I mean, is that grounds for getting your ass whooped in the hood?
He said, Aqib Talib said, he ain't say nothing to me, though.
Right. He said he said something to the ref. But they didn't say anything.
He said nothing to me,
though. To him. What kind of a game is that? That's what I want to know. I mean, and my thing is, like, Michael Crabtree, they're all from Texas, yo. Like, they're all from Texas.
They don't know how to act.
Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib are both from Dallas. I mean, was this a neighborhood thing? Like, why all of a sudden he just was like, I'm just going to snatch his chain? I mean, because he said he told him he was going to do it, but why? Like, what the fuck do we need to know? Why did he tell that man that he was going to snatch his chain?
Because we know that in the hood, snatching your chain is the ultimate form of disrespect.
Absolutely.
It's the ultimate form of disrespect. So Aqib Talib to win Debo and snatch that man's chain. I don't know. Did he keep the chain or did he pull it off?
I don't know if he kept it. If he kept the chain,
then Michael Crabtree gonna have to shoot that dude. I'm sorry. He gonna have to shoot him.
I mean, when you watch it, right? When you watch it, and then you see, it definitely looks like Friday when he comes to the ref and just kind of complains. That's definitely my grandmama gave me that chain.
My grandmama gave me that chain. And Michael Crabtree, if that man got your chain, you got to get your chain back.
Yep.
Before you hit the play, before Saturday, before that game, you got to get your chain back.
Because at the end of the day, man, you can't, like, for real, like, you can't let somebody punk you like that. Like, that was national TV. You got punked on national TV.
On national TV. That man took your chain on national TV.
I knew his ass was a punk any damn way. At the Super Bowl, when the Ravens won or whatever, I seen him on in New Orleans just walking around or whatever on Bourbon Street. And I was like, hey, you had a great game. And he, like, frowned his face and rolled his eyes at me. I was flabbergasted, like a grown man rolling his eyes. So you know why he deserved to get his damn chain snatched? No grown ass man should be rolling their eyes at anybody. None. That's the truth.
Yeah, it was a thick ass chain too.
It was.
That wasn't no punk chain.
Nope.
I bet you need to go get your chain back before Saturday.
You're going to lose some street cred out here, man. You need to go get your damn chain.
You got to do something.
Because look, it's going to change the game. It's going to change how players play against him and everything.
They're going to straight punk you. Yeah. They're going to straight punk him.
Yeah, he got to prove to these guys that he ain't no punk. And
you know it's going to be some little young corner.
Yep.
It's going to be some little young corner.
Yep. I'm here for it, though. You better get your respect back. Yeah.
So, stop laughing at that. So look, the playoff teams are already set for this weekend coming up. People are not really, really too excited about the AFC side of things because New England is playing. Like, so my question is, you know, are the rest of these AFC teams wasting their time, or does anyone have a shot?
Well, yes, you have teams that have a shot. First off, let's start about why this feels like people are wasting their time. It's because we are blessed with the opportunity to watch Connor Cook, a third-string quarterback, against Brock Osweiler, a man who had been benched after receiving a big payday. So nobody wants to see that shit. We want to see Derek Carr. Unfortunately, he's out. Yeah. We don't want to see Brock Osweiler or Tom Savage. I would very much have liked Andrew Luck or, hell, even the Titans to make the damn playoffs. I'm tired of the fucking Texans. They stink. But somehow they keep fucking winning the AFC South. I'm over it. I think that the team that can do it, and at first I thought there would be no chance, but now I say that there is a chance, is Kansas City, because Kansas City's defense is playing very well. They run the ball extremely well. And we know that Alex Smith is a game manager, although they've allowed him to throw the ball downfield some more. Now I can't fully vest in Kansas City because of Alex Smith, but the rest of the team is so well put together that I feel like New England, they could give them a problem. I would say the Steelers, but the Steelers, I think since Tom Brady has been there, they've only beaten Tom Brady once. I can't put my faith in a team that can't beat Tom, that has not beaten Tom Brady, you know, but one time. So I can't put my faith in the Steelers. Their defense is suspect. Kansas City's defense is the real deal. I think that's the only team that can give them a run to go to the Super Bowl.
I agree, Kansas City. But I guess when you look at it head to head, you would, if we were to get to that point, because I mean, look, it still is any given Saturday/Sunday.
Right.
Anything can happen at any time. We can all be shocked. I think that, you know, it's going to look like Alex Smith versus Tom Brady. Like, yikes.
Well, yes. That's, I hate the fact that we like pick quarterbacks against each other, even though they don't play technically against each other.
Against each other, yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs are fun to watch in spite of Alex Smith. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but he is just a piece of a really good team. Yes, he's an important piece, but he's not as important as like Tom Brady would be or Ben Roethlisberger would be to their teams.
Absolutely. You don't think it's fun watching Alex Smith? Because I enjoy laughing. I laugh when he does something wrong. I laugh when he does something right.
Yes.
I laugh the entire time when I'm watching Alex
Smith. It's so funny because I'm with you on that.
Everything is funny.
Everything is funny. I don't think I've ever thought about that. You're right. Everything is funny.
Everything. I think the first time that I ever saw him actually throw the ball downfield, I fell out laughing. And I don't know why. I mean, it was a completed pass. Yeah. I have no clue why. I just laughed so hard at that. So thanks for the laughs, Alex Smith. But yeah, I agree. Kansas City probably is the, has the best chance, of doing this. And, that Texans Raiders game.
Crap.
Yeah.
Crap.
And I'm so disappointed. Like, we were like Raiders, man. We were like, come on, man. I just want to see them do well. The league is fun now. Everyone's enjoying watching them. And then.
Yeah. I felt like they could have had a chance to at least shoot out with New England. I don't know if their defense was as good enough because they have issues with stopping the run, but I thought that in a shootout they could do it. But now, you know, I mean, Connor Cook.
The good thing is that, right, and the good thing is that Derek Carr has a lot of years left.
Yes,
he
absolutely.
Has a lot of years
left. This is his third year, I believe. So, yeah, they'll get back into the playoffs. I don't think that no one, you know, thinks that they won't.
Yeah.
It's just disappointing. Because they played so well this year. Speaking of which, though, we didn't do, but let's put it in there. Let's do picks for the weekend.
Oh yeah, let's do picks. Well, one more thing before we do picks. The league MVP vote ended today.
Oh,
the league MVP vote. Everyone who was going to cast their votes for the league MVP, it ended today at 12 noon. So, who you got for league MVP?
I think that it will go to Matt Ryan, which is crazy because I think a couple of weeks ago, I think maybe it was the Kansas City game. I'm not sure. And I was kind of like, okay, that took him out of it. And I think it was like, for me, it was Derek Carr and Tom Brady with Aaron Rodgers and then Matt Ryan kind of lingering. But I think it's Matt Ryan. And it's crazy because Matt Ryan is a good quarterback, but Matt Ryan, like, nobody trusts Matt Ryan. And it's funny that we're not even talking about the Falcons in the playoffs. Everybody's talking about the Giants or the Packers or Dallas, but we're not even, like, I think, like, the Falcons is, like, some type of afterthought. It's weird.
And look, the Falcons are 11-5.
Yes, they are. and Matt Ryan has played well without Julio Jones, which is without big, Jones, you know. Right. So right. I think it's Matt Ryan. A lot of people say, well, how can it be Tom Brady? And he missed four games, but there's no stipulation to what the MVP candidate has to. There's no guidelines to that. So I think people are tired of Tom Brady, and I think the commissioner would love nothing more than to not give it to Brady, because that would be very awkward considering he was suspended. Right. So I think maybe now you see Matt Ryan get it. And I think it's Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, and I think Aaron Rodgers has to be in it as well.
Yeah. I think league MVP is definitely a quarterback driven.
Yes.
Award. Definitely quarterback driven. So, even though people, you know, talk about Ezekiel Elliott and things like that, you know,
He's absolutely deserving.
But the problem is that there are so many deserving quarterbacks in the same running that yep. I don't think he's going to do that, but he is an absolutely outstanding player. Adam Schein today made an awesome case and said that he cast his vote for Derek Carr.
Yeah, I would have, it's unfortunate that he didn't finish the season. I would have voted for Derek Carr.
Yeah. I know the Tom Brady suspension was his suspension, and I'm so tired of hearing about Deflategate. But I do, and even though that is something that you don't have to consider, I probably would consider that that he had a suspension and missed four games. But his team did well without that. I mean, I don't think they'd be where they are without him at all. They would not. But I think that the person who has the strongest case is probably Aaron Rodgers. And there was a time when we expected Green Bay to be sitting at home. And I remember, you know, Aaron Rodgers at 4-6, you know, barely beating people, getting beat by Washington, which, and now if you look at that team now, that is never going to happen. That's never going to happen. So to go from, you know, in midseason at 4-6 to winning your division.
Yeah, because they lost, what was it, the entire month of October or the entire month of November? One of them.
They lost like five in a row.
Yeah, yeah, they lost. And it was a running joke. Yeah, it was a running joke about they canceled. Mike McCarthy canceled she was supposed to be on the Dan Le Batard show, and he canceled, and then they lost like four in a row afterwards. So the running joke was he was cursed or whatever by Le Batard. But yeah, I mean, you're right. How do you go from 4-6 and then you just run the table? He said that they were going to run the table after the last loss, Aaron Rodgers. And that's exactly what they did.
And they didn't just get into the playoffs.
Yep.
They didn't just get into the playoffs. They won the division. They won a division. You know, I'm sure his seeding isn't as high as he thought it would be, but there was a time when we thought the Green Bay, and you know, everyone's like, oh my God, Green Bay, you know, when is the time when Green Bay is not good? So, and here we are, you know? And so I think that Aaron Rodgers probably has, if I could cast a vote, I probably would cast my vote for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't have any debate about that. I mean, obviously he's done his part. I think I saw a stat that he had he's had zero interceptions, and that I do know since the win streak. He's had no interceptions. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, he said that they was going to run it. They ran it.
They ran it.
The man of his word. So get that man a contract, or at least the MVP award.
At least MVP. So let's switch gears a little bit and get into a little bit of college.
No, game.
Oh, we got a pick. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Look, I mean, it's playoff time. I know the season.
It's playoff time.
I know your team is on a bye, but you know, we got some games that we
look. I'm like, oh, is there games this weekend? Oh, okay.
All right, so we got Raiders of Texas, the crap bowl.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just say Connor Cook and the Raiders. I think window. I would die laughing.
Oh my god! I it would be nice to say the Raiders, but I'm sorry. I can't do it. Connor could
the only
be,
thing that's making me my
first start in the playoff game, like, that's weird.
First start in the playoff game, but look, they can't plan for him. They don't know what he's gonna do.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, and your point is valid, because I do have a theory that when young guys or when guys come in and play, if they don't have any game film on them, it is hard to figure out how they're going to play, a la Trevor Siemian. So it's very possible. But, you know, the Texans defense is so good. I'm going by default, but they both stink. Get them out of my fucking face, man. Detroit at Seattle.
Detroit at Seattle. No Earl Thomas. Golden Tate's going home, huh?
Oh yes, that's very true. He is. Just hold on, we're going home.
Yeah, he's going home. You know, the Lions are very strange. They're a very strange team.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're going to Seattle, so I don't see them going into Seattle and winning. I'm gonna pick Seattle.
Yeah, I have a hard time. Sorry, y'all. This is my pit bull that just wants to.
I looked up and I thought, I was like, is Rita blowing her nose?
I mean, really, she just really just like snorted in front of me. I apologize.
She is all in Rita's face right now. Like,
pushing, like she's snorting a line of coke. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to go with Seattle too. I'm not confident in it though. Seattle doesn't know when they want to score. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But like you said, it's hard to pick Seattle at home. Detroit doesn't know how to score. They've lost their last three games. They only scored 6 points against the Giants and New York. So I'm just not confident in picking the Lions either at this point. All right, Miami at Pittsburgh. Matt Moore starting. Well, we don't know if he's starting. They're trying to act like they want Tannehill to try to play, but I don't think it's going.
Doesn't matter.
No, not to me anyway. I think Matt Moore's better, to be quite honest. So, I mean, depends on who you ask.
I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm not picking the Dolphins. Okay, and Giants and Green Bay. This is the much better matchup.
That's a much better matchup. Giants actually definitely have an excellent defense, but can they? You know, how well are they going to match up against? Aaron Rodgers is so elusive. I mean, he really is a magician out there. The big thing would be containing him. And so they would have to use a lot of their defensive power just containing him. Don't let him get that ball off, because it's a wrap. So I'm going to stick with the potential league MVP on this one and go with the Packers.
Yeah, I think that it's possible that the Giants can contain them a little bit. They do, you know, have a very solid defensive secondary. It's very good. But, you know, I don't know what Eli is going to show up. Is good Eli going to show up? Is bad Eli going to show up? And for me, that's why I just got to pick the better quarterback. Now, I'll say that, and then I won't be surprised if the Giants somehow pull out a win. Because remember, the last time they were a wild card, the last two times they were a wild card.
They went to the Super Bowl.
But, yeah, I just can't. It's hard to pick. Even though people have gone to Green Bay and won in Green Bay, it's hard. It is still very hard to pick against
the home team. And both teams have problems running the ball, so absolutely, it may be an air attack game.
Yep.
And if it's an air attack game, just like you said, you're gonna bet on the better quarterback.
Well, I hope so, because other games are shitty. So give me some entertainment, please, and thank you. All right, yeah, I'm ready for college whenever you are.
Ready for college. So Bowl games. To be very honest with you, there were quite a few that I did not watch. But I did happen to waste my time watching Clemson and Ohio State.
Oh, well, a lot of us did. I mean, how long did you watch is the question, because I turned it off at halftime.
So I watched right around mid, a little bit into the third quarter. Once I realized that Ohio State just was not going to move the ball past the 50 anymore, I said, you know what, I'm going to go finish one of my shows that I want to binge watch. Yeah. So everyone knows by now, Ohio State laid a goose egg versus Clemson.
Goose egg,
and the conversation came back up again, and we, you know, it has to come up. Is this a good case for sending the conference champion to the Final Four?
Well, here's the thing about that. I mean, you know, the committee to me is no different than the BCS. Quite frankly, we could have just used the BCS, but had a playoff committee, and we probably would have gotten better results. That being said, I don't honestly know if they made the wrong decision. But it is, I think we do have to point out the fact that the other three were conference champions. So why is it that we allow this one team that wasn't a conference champion to be in? Now, everybody's going to say, hey, well, Penn State had two losses. But the first loss to Michigan, which they did get skull dragged, was the week two. It was early in the season. And then the second loss was to Pitt. And guess what? Clemson lost to Pitt at home. Yep. So hey, that's the common denominator there. Ohio State had been struggling down the stretch. They got lucky in the Michigan game. And they have not been scoring well at all. So, yes, if based on the eye test, Penn State probably should have. But then Ohio State had one loss, and it was hard to say, you know, we're going to put this one loss team, even though they lost to, you know, this conference champion, and we're going to leave them out. That's the problem with this whole committee thing. Now, I don't know if expanding it is the answer, although I would like to see it expanded, because I would like to see teams like Oklahoma, like Penn State, go in and try to win, you know, in a playoff setting. Or does the committee need to stop being political? Because for me, it felt like Ohio State is the better sell for TV, so let's put Ohio State on TV. You still got Penn State that's dealing with the aftermath of the sexual allegations and whatnot. And so they're still not a better sell in Ohio State because of that. But people got to get out of their feelings with that, man. Clearly, down the stretch, Ohio State was struggling, and then they got their ass whipped. Okay, yep. So I don't want to see that shit no more, man. They need to get the BCS back involved, and I feel like that the human element is just as bad as the damn computers. Let the computers figure the shit out and then do the playoff. That probably makes the most sense out of everything at this point.
Yeah. Maybe Penn State could have just given Ohio State some of their points. I mean, they scored about 42 something points.
It was 49. It was
40. 40, oh, they did 49. No, they lost that. Oh, yeah, it was 49. It was,
yeah. 48
points. 48. I think they had 48 because the score was 49-48, right?
No. It was tied at 49, and then they kicked the field goal to win it at the end.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so 49.
It was 52-49. That was the final
52-49.
Score.
52-49. Okay, so they could have just split some of them points and gave it to Ohio State. They had nothing.
They could have.
They had nothing. And, you know, if I were
24 points.
How many points y'all need to get
actually
on the board?
That would have made it what a 7-point game or something.
See,
it would have been better than the shit that they made us watch, because that shit was awful.
And nobody wants to see a team not be able to move the ball like when Alabama played Notre Dame in the championship. Come on, man, nobody wants to see that. We're not here for that. So it does make you it does make you turn around and think about, you know, what if when it comes to Penn State. But you're absolutely right. It's all about a TV sale.
Yep, that's
all about a TV sale. And it's, and you're always going to get that when you have people, humans involved in this whole thing. Yep. So they're going to need to expand it or just make very clear-cut rules. Look, conference champion goes to the Final Four.
Yep, that's how I feel.
So speaking of, I mean, we know that Bama and Clemson are having a rematch, which I called last year. At the end of that game last year, I said both of these teams are going to be back. Right. But before we get into, you know, who we think may pull that game out, Lane Kiffin got fired after he quit. Now, have you ever
heard
fired
on the day off?
You ever heard anybody getting fired after they quit?
Right.
I mean, you have got to be a miserable
person.
Yeah,
actually, you hear about that all the time. Like, you know, somebody put their 2 weeks in, they'd be like, okay, I'm going to put my 2 weeks in. And then they'll just be like, okay, well, you don't have to wait 2 weeks. You can go ahead and go no, now.
You can be affected today. You know what? Actually, you know, I know quite a few people in my job that happened to. Let me take that back. But you know what? Also, they didn't have the national championship coming up either.
That's
though.
Very true.
So Lane Kiffin will not be coaching Bama's offense in the national championship game. We all know that he took a head coaching position at Florida Atlantic, and he has lots of responsibility, you know, midseason recruiting and media recruiting and all of these things coming up. And he was having to, as he said on ESPN Radio, that he was having to juggle the responsibilities of preparing for the national championship and interviewing coaching staff, working with recruits, going and picking up people from the airport. And he made this decision to hand over his playbook to Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah.
Is his name? Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
That's a hard name to say.
Sorry for short.
Or Jack Daniels.
That too.
Jack Daniels. To hand over his playbooks because he's looking out for the players and if, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do we believe that's really why he's gone?
No, I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, my, you know, Nick Saban, look, everybody likes to say that it's hard working for Nick Saban. We've seen Nick Saban, you know, chew him out before. But who's to say Nick Saban really liked Lane Kiffin? We know that Lane Kiffin is a douchebag. We know Lane Kiffin is a liar. Al Davis tried to warn us that Lane Kiffin was a liar when we thought he was crazy. And then he ruined Tennessee and then USC. So, you know, I'm more inclined to believe that he got fired than him just saying, oh, I had to up and leave because I had too many responsibilities with my job. Of course he's going to try to save face because that's what people do. You know, I mean, when you get fired, who goes around and says, oh, you know, I lost my job. You know, we like to be like, oh, I got laid off. You know what I'm saying? People like to sugarcoat that shit. He's just trying to sugarcoat that shit. So, of course, he's going to go on a media frenzy and tell a lie because it's easy because he knows that Nick Saban probably wasn't going to go and do it because he's busy, you know, preparing for a national championship. So it's much easier for him to go and tell his side of the story because Nick Saban really doesn't have time to give a rebuttal for that. I just think Lane Kiffin is full of shit. I mean, he's a great coach. He is a great coach. He's great at what he does, but he is never going to change. He's never going to change, and he's a piece of shit, and people know what they're getting when they deal with him. Now, whether or not you choose to deal with that, that's on you, but don't get mad when you get burnt at FAU. Because it's coming, it's happening.
But you already know he's coming in there with receipts. So you already know. Exactly. This is a dude that the buster left him two times.
Twice. Like how does that happen? How do you get
Well, you know why it happened in Alabama, because he was late.
Well, and that's what they said happened again this time.
Oh, okay. So now look at the standards that you hold athletes to. You hold the team to.
You know it's different with coaches. And Tom Brady can leave and not coach his bowl game, and we don't care, but we have to be mad at these players that's not playing in bowl games. You know,
that's not playing in bowl games. Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, I think that Nick Saban made a business decision when he brought in Lane Kiffin, and Lane Kiffin did a good job, though it made my skin crawl just seeing him on the sideline, because he is such a douchebag. I cannot even stand it.
Oh yeah, his Twitter is terrible.
He tries to throw these little jabs, and he's like the ultimate bro dude.
Yep.
You know, and
we have to remember though, Charles, I think he's like 40, if that.
He's 40.
Yeah, which means that he has the mindset of a 30-year-old.
It's a lot of 40-year-old coaches, some of the old coaches. He ain't got that ain't no excuse. He needs to grow up.
He's young. He's not old. He's our peer. Look how immature we are. You think he's that much mature than we are?
Excuse me.
I mean, I'm just being honest here. You think they talk about we laugh at Alex Smith when he does good things? What the hell you think Lane Kiffin doing?
Hey, I'm not on the sideline getting $3 million. $3 million. I am the consummate professional, boy. I'm here. I got on a tie. I ain't got on a turtleneck like Cam. I got on a tie.
Right.
Everything.
And now
I don't think he's a likable person. I don't think Nick Saban liked him.
No, I don't think he did.
And he chewed him completely out on that sideline. And then when he was asked about it, he said, oh, you had a disagreement. He said, oh, I don't think that was a disagreement. I think that was a chewing out. Nick was like, you can't get going any faster.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. And look, it's not like we expect Lane Kiffin to come out and say, oh, look what they did to me, blah, blah, blah. He's going to keep it, you know, keep it hush, hush. But also at the same time, he did not come out and say, oh, it was a mutual decision. You know, I have nothing but love for the program. I appreciate everything they did for me, and I'm rooting for them in the national championship. Oh, no. He wanted to indulge.
Yeah.
This was all my idea.
Yep.
This is what happened. And he told the story, and I was like, oh, you are just laying it on so thick. Whereas today, Nick Saban said, he's gone. I ain't got nothing else to talk about.
And he knows that. He knows what kind of boss he had. He knows that he wasn't going to elaborate on it because he got better things to do, like, you know, prepare for a national championship.
Yeah, prepare for a national championship. So, goodbye, Lane. Oof. Please.
Sit your little ass down, man. I'm so glad you out of here, man. FAU, we ain't checking for no damn FAU. So it doesn't even matter.
And he's just using them as a stepping stone. He'll get them to a couple undefeated seasons, and he's out of there.
Yep.
He's out of there. Yep. So let's go ahead and wrap it up with Bama versus Clemson in the national championship game, which is on Monday, January 9th. So who's going to take this win this year?
So you Bama fans. Yes, you Bama fans. Y'all love to be like, oh my God, I don't know. I feel a lost comment. Okay. Y'all really
I feel like this is personal. This is so personal
You don't
mean to say that to you Bama fans. You mean to say that to me.
No, because it's on my timeline too. I see people, oh my God, I think this might be it. We might lose. Oh my God. I mean, listen, there is no history that has said that is what is going to happen. And until somebody does it, it shouldn't be what we say. So I cannot pick Clemson in full confidence because they have not given me, they didn't beat them last year. And Alabama has won, what is it, 5 championships now at this point or 6? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Now that Nick Saban has been there. I can't pick Clemson in good faith knowing who the coach is for Alabama. Well, and that's it for me. I mean, I can stop there. It doesn't matter who the players are because they're interchangeable. Every year is somebody new. Every single year is somebody new. The last time that y'all lost was a couple of years ago against Ohio State. And, you know, okay, fine. Every dog has his day. But I can't pick against Alabama until Alabama does the inevitable, which is lose. But we don't know when that'll ever be. I can't tell you when. They didn't won like 24 or 5 straight games. I can't.
There are guys on that team that have never lost a football game before.
Exactly. So I am not getting ready to be the one to pick them. Now, do I think that Clemson has the weaponry to do it? Absolutely, I do. I mean, obviously, we saw what they did with Ohio State. But let's be clear. Ohio State is not a good team. They were not a good team. They could not score points towards the end of the season. And they were wildly inconsistent thanks to JT Barrett. I still think that Alabama is the reigning champion because they have Nick Saban as a coach. That's it. And that is always going to be the end of the story. So I am picking Alabama to win a national championship in a good game.
Bravo. That was awesome. I don't have anything to say. I feel like you erased all of my worry. I worry about everything. I worry about everything, but I always, you know, you just like you said, every dog has his day. Like the moment will come. The moment will come.
But when? We don't know.
Right, exactly. And then even when you look at Jalen Hurts, and I'm very critical of Jalen, but Jalen is awesome. Jalen likes to turn that ball over. And, you know, I don't want the things like that to happen at the most inopportune times. And because of the defense that Alabama has, we can make up for some of those things. And Clemson is not a team that you want to keep turning the ball over to. So I look at things like that. Defensively, I don't think that defense is what Alabama does.
Yep.
You know, we can score just as many points on defense as offense half the time. So, and just like you said, I mean, it's the next man up. Bo Scarborough looks a whole lot like Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's rinse and repeat.
It's rinse and repeat. And that goes to your recruiting. You know, people want to play for Nick Saban, just like people want to play for Bill Belichick. They want to play for Nick
because they want a championship.
They want a championship, you know. I remember when Ocho Cinco went up there to New England, even though he went up there and was a jackass. But he said, I feel like I made it to heaven, you know. What an idiot. He still has me blocked, FYI, but whatever.
But you didn't get blocked.
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? People are so sensitive these days. Yes, I'm blocked. He has me blocked.
Oh, my God.
So does Ryan Clark. But anyway, so yeah, I'm picking Bama in the national championship. You forced my hand, Rita. Plus, I don't want Dabo Luther King Jr. to win nothing anyway. He gets on my nerves.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, you know, all right, fine. They beat Dan Briggs off Ohio State, which is great for me because I'm still a petty Florida Gator fan, and so I'm always going to say fuck Urban Meyer. And if you want to say that I need to get over it, you can eat a dick. But I always say fuck Dabo Sweeney. Like I literally tweeted it right after the game was over. Still fuck Dabo Sweeney. You know, I don't care what he does. If he wins the national championship on Monday, I'm going to tweet fuck Dabo Sweeney because he can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, like I am not rooting for Clemson because of Dabo. I love Deshaun Watson. I hope Deshaun Watson doesn't go to Cleveland. But
he's going to Cleveland to perish.
So I'm hoping that that's what happens, and then he gets taken off the board before they choose that other number one pick that they got. But I am not picking against Nick Saban, and I am absolutely not picking for Dabo Swinney, because fuck Dabo Swinney.
Well, now you got it, folks. Rita does not like Dabo Swinney.
You don't either.
I don't either. I don't want Dabo Swinney. After he what Martin Luther King Jr. say, oh, shut up. So, yeah, whatever. But, so that's it. That's all we got. That's all we got, folks. You know, it's becoming a sad time because, you know, college is just about over. After Monday, it's really going to be over. Saturday, we have, we got a little bit to chew on Saturday because we have games, but you know, this is about to be all over. Like,
I'm sad. This is about
to be, Lord have mercy. What a whirlwind. So, but we'll shoot you guys a couple more podcasts to get us through the season.
Do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I'm looking forward to a good game, to good games this weekend. You know, I'm looking forward to having a great time laughing at the Raiders and the Texans. But, you know, hey, they may give us the best game of the weekend.
Oh, girl, stop lying. Please don't tell us that lie, okay?
yeah, and you know, I have my family coming up this weekend. We're going to the African American History Museum, and my tickets are for 10 o'clock, and we should be done by the first game on Sunday. Awesome time. So That's pretty much it.
Yeah, for me, I just want to say that the Big Ten is a sham. You're overrated. we talked about how great the Big Ten was, and what's funny is the ACC has done better than everybody else in terms of conference play. I don't want to see Auburn ever again in the Sugar Bowl. They stink. What a horrible game to go after the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl was one of the greatest games I had seen in a very long time.
And yeah. It
was followed up by a shitty-ass game. How horrible is that? The Big Ten, you're a bunch of frauds. And I don't want to see you anymore. I mean, I don't want to see Ohio State back in there because, no, just get out of my face.
JT Barrett will be back next year.
Uh-huh, because he ain't got no other choice.
He ain't got nothing else to do, huh?
He ain't got no other choice.
That's messed up, but he doesn't. He ain't got nothing else to do. Well, you know, this will be what the fourth. Mm-hmm.
The rumor is that Texas wouldn't mind taking him because, you know, he played much better under Tom Herman when he was the offensive coordinator. So that's the rumor is he could possibly transfer and go to Texas. But after that shit, Tom Herman don't want to last either, I'm sure.
All right. So that's it for us for this episode of Gridiron Gals. We appreciate you guys. Keep coming back and listening and keep clicking those download links and share it with your friends.
Share it with your friends. Remember, let them know we curse. We are not apologetic, though. We don't give a fuck, okay?
We say bad words on here. All right, y'all be good.
Jam, then let me shake my jelly. Jumping and thumping, man, I got the crowd yelling. Get it, kick it, kick it, kick it, there's no telling. Oh, you better move, Ellen. I got a nice round, woo.